कृपया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपाभ्येव च पतितानां तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णाय तद्भक्ताय नमः। अस्मि अविना millions of dandavat in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru Pad Padma Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami in the lotus feet of Siddhya Guru Srimad by all our senses, the activities of all senses, tongue, body, mind, above that, bhav, continuously, without breaking, like honey, in the guidance of pure Vaishnava, or qualified guru. If we are serving Krishna, to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, well, all these things. So try to follow this Uttama Bhakti. This Bhakti extends from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi up to Mahabhav, Modan, Mohan and Madan Bhav, lost of Srimati Radhika. So we see that Dhruva Maharaj, he has bhakti, but not, it is not counted in bhakti. Srila Sanatana Goswami has told, we should know that there are five kinds of bhakti. Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. First, Jnani Bhakta. Jnani Bhakta and Jnani Nirvishesh Jnani are different. Those who don't accept any form, any quality and they don't think any difference in Jiva and Brahma, they are Nirvisheshvadi, Advaitvadi. And those who thinks the Supreme Lord is everywhere and whole world, all the living entity in Supreme Godhead. And he sees that my worshipable is in them, and in my worshipable, oh, they are all in there. This comes in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. He everywhere saw Krishna, and in Krishna, all living entity he saw. And you know Prahlad Charitra. First in a short Prahlad Charitra. I think it will be better for devotees to read it 108 times and follow the character of Prahlad Maharaj in boyhood, when he was in the womb of his mother, how Narad, great Maharshi Narad, gave him all the Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabhagavat, Bhagavat, and other things, Gita, everything. So from his boyhood he was bhakta. His father was a great personality. He was a maha demon, big demon. He has a boon from Brahma in day, in night, in akash,
sky,
in earth, in patal,
inside,
anywhere, anyone created by Brahma should not pick. Any animal, any bird, any human being, he should not die. Thus he was like immortal. And he took the position of Nandan Kanan Indrapuri, the palace of Indra, everything. And demigods, what? They run away from there. And thus he was cutting old trees in which fruits, those cows, those were giving milk and ghee by which havan was done. And Vedic Brahman who used to do yajna and sacrifice, he stopped. And thus he was doing nonsense things in this world. There became a dispute between father and son. Son, very high class of bhakta, he always chanting, remembering, shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaran, all, navdha bhakti. And father was totally against. He wanted to stop. But Prahlad Maharaj never stopped. Seeing this, he wanted to kill that boy, that in our Chandan Vans, or this Prahlad is like Kuthar.
Yes.
So I should finish him, but he could not. And we have told the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Here not? In brief, we can tell, you should do. Naisha Matistavad Urunkaman. These three slokes.
Chakshurun Vilitam Jena Tasmin Sri Gurave Namaha. man can check into advancing Krishna consciousness. We have seen for Dhruva Maharaj, we have seen for Narad Rishi, our previous Acharya, when he was in Dasiputra, then some 70 person came in that village and he took order from them and served them Mahaprasad, and how big person he became. Nowadays he is moving all and everywhere, universes are all going to planets and even Roy also. So it is so powerful. So if somebody will take the center of Mahiyasa, means one of my devotee, then all our will go away. So Prahlada Maharaj inspired this for us. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you have to do that. Moreover, he put another slope. Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu, dudar syaje vairartha manina, andha gatham naipanya mana, te pisabandha amrudhamni vaddha. He is giving an example. If someone, following a blind person, being a blind, what will be the result? The blind means who cannot see it by eyes. And if someone follow another blind, what will be the result? What will the destiny? Both of them will go to beach. Same way, this Guru Sandamarka, they don't know at all about Krishna consciousness. And first time that Hiranyakashipu chastised them, they are teaching them economy, political science, etc. They are teaching them, Prahlada Maharaj, all demonic boys, that money is money, sweeter than honey, and brighter than sunshine. If you have money, if you have not money, then your life will be funny, you will be funny. This is the teachings in Sandhya Amato. So they are telling, by this, they are blind. If someone follow them blindly, both of them going to hell without any hell. So Prahlada Maharaj told his father, they could not taught me, they don't know at all how they can teach me all these things. It's not possible for them to teach me. Motir then he told, then how your mind reached with your God. Then he told, Motirva Krishna Parato Satova, Mithovi Padneti Griha Batana, Adanta Govi Visatam Kamisram, Punak Punaskar Vita Charvananam. Motirva Krishna Parato Satova. Your propensity will not attach towards this lotus feet by others, by yourself. Parato Mithovi Padneti Griha Batanam. Who thought their ultimate goal is their household? If devotee, household are two types, one is called Grihamedhi, another Grihastha. Grihastha means being in house, your center is Krishna Bhajan, your wife and kids, they are servant and maid servant of Krishna. Keeping this idea, if you maintain your life with any business or job, then you are Grihastha Bhakta. And whoever, only keeping their wife center and thought that this is my for enjoyment, nothing else, and you are not doing any bhajan, not honoring Hari Guru Vaishnav, then you are Griha Medhi. Medhi means a pole. If your only self enjoyment is pole, then you are Griha Medhi. So, Matirva Krishna Parato Satova, Mithavi Padmet Griha Vatanam. Only their vow is to self enjoyment. Adanta Govir Visatamta Mishram. Adanta Govir means if you are not controlled by, you are not controlled your mind or senses, then you are Adanta Govir. So whoever taken center of bona fide Gurudev, for them it is very easy to do all these things. In last, in harmonies, one article is there, how to control your mind, you mentioned, how to meditate upon Krishna's lotus feet, there are so many symbols. What symbol for what power is mentioned clearly. If you read harmonies, whose power is the last karti, then you can get one clear conception. Vadanta Kavir Visatam Kamisram Puna Puna Stelvita Charvananam. In household life, you start doing bhajan, we not doing bhajan Krishna at all. What they are doing? They have achieved the tree which achieved by their forefather, their father, grandfather, great grandfather. They are being in this world, enjoying this world and dying, you are doing same. This is not good for you. Likewise, Guru is to give one example. Like they say, there are so many street dogs. somehow or other one dog get a dry bone. He thought, oh, today my day is successful. He took this dry bone and chewing, and due to dry bone there is no flesh, no blood, so he got cut, injured in his gum, and some blood is coming, and he thought, oh, where is this holy place? He does not know at all that he is getting his own blood. Seeing this, few other dogs chase upon that dog. So that dog ran as fast as possible to hold in this bone. What can he do? All others jumped on him. Then he gave it up and go somewhere else. And from little far distance, keep this tail inside his hind leg and looking towards other dogs. So we are getting that bone, other dog chasing him. This is the material world. Puna puna sthavi da charvanana. If you follow that policy, you have to suffer. So our best policy is to surrender ourselves, the lotus of one affair, Gurudev, and bhajan of Bhagavan, then life is successful. So Prahlad was told later on, what the process to do bhajan? When Devani boy asked Prahlad, then he told, Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta, Sarvalabhar Paninacha, Sangyana Sadhu Bhaktanam, Istararathaninacha. Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta, that to serve Gurudev with full faith. And which you have possessed, you have to offer everything to Gurudev. What to say about this material oil? Manasa deva keha jo kichu mor arpinu tu apade nanda kishor. Devotee is telling to Krishna, O nanda kishor, which I possess, my mind, because he could not do anything without your mind. If you walk, your mind is not there, you may fall down. And we have our body and living house. What is belongs to me, I offer everything to you. Why? If you do so, then I have no responsibility, my all responsibility on you. So Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta have to offer everything to Gurudev. Moreover, Sangyana Sadhu Bhaktanam have to be always in good association. And if you do bhajan, that your life is successful, you are advancing Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. I will follow this policy. By Prahlad Maharaj, then you can advance Krishna consciousness. And after that, what kind of other bhaktas, how you can advance in Krishna consciousness, step by step, we will listen for Guru Devra Pasti, Hare Krishna. Bhancha Parvata Rupa Sthya Tivasindu Bhai Vajra, Pamitanam Pavane Guru Krishna Vipra.
Hiranyakashipu, after that, became very angry. He wanted to kill him, in so many various ways, but he could not. Again, Shandamath, their guru, asked that my father is now outside, he will come and he will rectify this boy, don't worry. And then he took him and then he told that one day two gurus went outside keeping Prahlad Maharaj like monitor. And when they gone out, all boys wanted to play. But Prahlad Maharaj told, today you should listen to me, don't play. Another day you can play plenty, but today you should hear. Kumar acharet prajnyo. Those who are intelligent from beginning of their life, from their
childhood,
they should try to do bhajan, chanting, hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna, remembering and other things. The demon boy told, when we will be old then you cannot do anything. You cannot sit straight even. And death is, when it will come, no certainty. It may be tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, you will die, but no certainty. So from beginning of your life, then how our maintenance will go? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, natat prayaso jat ayu baya param natatha bintate kshemam mukunda charanam. If sorrow and suffering coming without any invitation. Oh, happiness must come without doing, because it is prarabdha karma. What we have done in past life, oh, as a fruit, they are bound to come. So don't waste your time. If our age is 100 years, 20 years goes, 50 years goes in sleeping, day and night. And in day also, from childhood up to 20 years, we are trying to be expert so that we can collect so much money and be happy. And from 80 years to 100 years, or too old, they cannot do anything, no memory,
useless.
Nothing, useless. Now 10 years remaining, in 10 years, marrying, making house, car, and TV, so many things, computer. Then giving birth to children, supporting and nourishing children. When you will do bhajan, again you will have to come in the circle of birth and death. So you should know that I am Guru. Guru is my swarup. Sakshat Hari Tvena, not Hari, but he is very near and dear to Krishna. So knowing this, you should surrender to Gurudev and give him all your what? Sarva labhar padi nacha. What you have, give. And then you should serve Krishna. In this way your life will be successful. Then Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, repeat us and do kirtan. And then Prahlad Maharaj began to sing and they also began to follow. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Sri Krishna Govinda Krishna Krishna Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Govinda Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Hasi Jashoda Tanaya Prasida Hasi Jashoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jeevana Radhikesha Aradha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram The noise, this kirtan, was so louder that it gone everywhere. And hearing the sound, and from any his god, Hiranyakashipu knew that all boys are going to be spoiled. At once he took his sword and club, and he came. Oh, you have no fear? Why fear? Who is saving and who is your bull?
Strength.
Oh, who is a strength of yours? Same. Where he is? Everywhere. Everywhere I am not seeing? Oh, I am seeing. Is he in this pillar? It was, oh yes, he is in pillar. And then he with his
fist
did, and that pillar was smashed. And big sound. How? How big sound came? Oh, why not ready always? Why doing? What doing? Bala is not doing anything. Oh, it will not come. And then no man, no lion, upper part like lion and lower part like man. Oh, so many thousands of arms, so many astra,
weapons.
And he catch hold of Hiranyakashipu. It was not day or night, it was evening. Not in sky, not in earth, on his
lap.
Not outside, not inside, on the
door.
Not by any weapon, only by nails. And not created by Brahma, he was not created. He is created of Brahman, Shankara and all. And in a second he, what?
He
finished and took his
intestine
everywhere. And he became very furious. And flame from his head coming, jata. Then all feared. Brahma told to Shankara, please go, you are very near and dear to Krishna, so you should pacify. Oh, I cannot go today. And then Lakshmi was told, she told that now I cannot go, I am fearing. Then they asked Prahlad, and Prahlad running, he went there and he fell flat on the lotus feet of Nrisimhadev. And then Nrisimhadev, all anger and everything was subsided. And he took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and told, I want to give you some benediction, please ask. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj told, I am not a businessman, that I want anything for your bhakti. If anything to desire to take anything, you should rectify that. Then he told the, even something you should want. Then he told, my father should be happy, he should be liberated, because he has done apradh to you and your bhakt me. Oh, he is liberated. Your 21 generation are liberated because you are son Uttam Mahabhagavat And they will be, who will be Madhyam Adhikari? They will be liberated?
14.
And those who are simply Kanishtha Vaishnava Adhikari, if any son like Kanishtha, then his seventh generation will be liberated. Thus Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. But by tongue, by hands, by mind, how he served Krishna? Who is his worshipable form? Nisim came and the moment he
disappeared.
And for service, he is Parabrahma. Has no appetite, no thirst. He cannot give all these things. He is not tired that he will message. He is self-satisfied Atmaram of Atmaram. He needs nothing. So Prahlad Maharaj only doing Sravan Kirtan, nothing else. So Shuddha Bhakta Ambarish is more superior than him. Though Ambarish Maharaj is not perfect, that is Siddha, and Prahlad Maharaj is Siddha, but even how he is superior, you can tell. In brief, in very brief,
is now bringing us to understand the second category of the five progressive categories of bhaktas, one each higher than the other. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj, as Srila Gurudev told, is considered a jnani bhakta because he has aishwarya jnana. That means he fully comprehends the great, unlimited, infinite opulences of the Supreme Lord, His worshipable Lord, Narayan. He sees Him everywhere within everything. So, as Gurudev said, He is Siddha, He is a perfected soul. The Supreme Lord Himself appeared to rescue Him. And He always has it, He has His darshan in this way. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj, he cannot engage himself directly, all of his senses, his mind, in serving his Ishtadeva, because he feels that his Ishtadeva, he is the Ananta, unlimited. He has no birth, he has no death, he is infinite, he has no needs to fulfill, and he never becomes hungry. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj cannot feel the desire to engage his senses in directly in his service, but rather he appreciates his supreme worshipable deity. So, a little bit higher gradation, Srila Gurudev is bringing us to the history that is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, of Maharaj Ambarish. So, Ambarish Maharaj is called a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee. And Ambarish Maharaj was actually, he was the emperor of the entire world. Yeah? So Ambarish Maharaj's capital, where he had his kingdom, was actually in the sacred place of Brajamandala. And Mathura Puri, the great city of Mathura, that place was his place where he did his sadhak bhajan. Although he was a king, he was an emperor. He had many, many servants. He had many infantry, very powerful personality, but he was a pure devotee. Therefore, Amrish Maharaj, he always wanted to engage his own senses, his own mind, intelligence, everything in serving Krishna. So he did not employ others to do that. He himself was fully engaged. Savai Manam Krishna Padaravindayor Vacham Sivaitunta Unaduvarmanim. Always he was hearing the supreme glories of the Lord and speaking, chanting the glories of the Lord. In his mind, he was constantly thinking of Krishna, his worshipable Lord. With his hands, he utilized his hands in doing so many services, in cleansing the temple of the Lord himself. He did not engage others, pay others to do this service. He himself cleansed the Lord's temple. With his eyes, he was always taking darshan of the beautiful deity forms of the Lord. He was always smelling with his nose the beautiful fragrance of the flowers and tulsi leaves offered to the Supreme Lord. And always his tongue was engaged. All of his senses were engaged. Even his legs and arms. His legs were utilized for going to the holy places, doing parikrama like this. And all of his desires, they were completely linked with the desires of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, Maharaj Amrish was a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee. He perfectly fits this description that Srila Gurudev has taught us, Anyabhi Mashita Shunyam. No other desires whatsoever except to give happiness to Krishna. So Amrish Maharaj, he was taking upon himself a vow to follow Ekadasi Vrat. So this Ekadasi Vrat he wanted to perform for one entire year. And he had his Brahmins and advisors who were also directing him. And he and his queen, they were both performing this Vrat very carefully, doing Nirjal Ekadasi, not taking even any water to drink on the entire period of Ekadasi Titi. So, on the final day, after 1 year of following very, very strictly, Amrish Maharaj had gone to bathe in the Jamuna River, and now, with all of his servants and Brahmins, now they were getting ready for him to do the ceremony of breaking the Ekadasi Vrat by taking something to eat. So, at that time, Amrish Maharaj was just about ready, and the moment was coming, because Haran means that you have to break this Ekadasi Vrat by a certain time. If it goes past that time, then all the benefits that you will derive from your Vrat, it will be lost. So here, Amrish Maharaj had taken this 1 year vow, and now it was going to be that very specific time. So now, suddenly, at that place, came a very powerful Rishi, Durvasa. Durvasa Rishi, he was a Brahmagyani, very powerful. He had very great mystic powers also. And everyone was also fearful of him, because he could be easily angered. So Durvasa Muni suddenly appeared there. And Maharaj Amrish very reverentially greeted him, great respect. Oh, great Rishi, please come. I am about to break my Ekadasi fast. I want to invite you. We have prepared a very beautiful feast of so many preparations. You also come. So then Durvasa Muni said, yes, I will very gladly accept. But first I must go to bathe before I accept any meal. So now he left and he went to bathe in the Jamuna River. In the meantime, Amrish Maharaj was waiting for him to return. And he was had the Brahmins there advising him that that time period of breaking his fast was now coming to a close. Any minute it was going to be finished. But Amrish Maharaj, he did not want to break the rule of offending such a guest by taking his meal before him. But at that time he asked his Brahmin advisors, what can I do? Because I have to break the fast, otherwise I will lose everything. So they advised him, okay, one thing you can do, you can take some Sharanamrita, the water that has washed the lotus feet of the Lord. This is considered both breaking the fast and also not breaking the fast. So at that time, Amrish Maharaj, he took in his palm some Sharanamrita and he sipped this. And Durvasa Rishi, because he's a mystic yogi, he could understand, although he was some distance away, this king, he has offended me by accepting some foodstuffs before I did, his revered guest. And then Durvasa became very, very fierce, very angry. And he then took a hair from his head, and he recited a mantra, and he threw the hair on the ground, and suddenly a very big, powerful, fiery demon was manifested there. And he instructed this demon to go and to kill Maharaj Ambarish. So suddenly Maharaj Ambarish saw this demon coming from a distance, and Maharaj Ambarish, being such a pure devotee of Krishna, only he was folding his palms and praying to the Supreme Lord. And so this demon came closer and closer, this fiery, ferocious demon. And what happened then? Suddenly, the Sudarshan Chakra, the eternal weapon of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, it came there immediately in the sky to protect Maharaj Ambarish. And suddenly this Sudarshan Chakra completely finished this fiery demon. And now the Sudarshan Chakra started going toward Durvasa Rishi. And when Durvasa Rishi saw the fiery, powerful weapon of Lord Narayan coming toward him, he became completely afraid, and he began to run very fast. Because Durvasa was a mystic yogi, he could fly off into the sky. And Durvasa Rishi, with the speed of mind, he began to fly through the universe to flee away from the Sudarshan Chakra. But the Sudarshan Chakra kept following him, very, very near to him. And from behind he kept looking, but still it was following. And it was also burning him with such a very severe heat. But he kept on running and running. And he decided that he would go to Lord Shiva and ask Lord Shiva to help him. When he came to Lord Shiva, he fell at his feet. And please, please save me from this Sudarshan Chakra. You are very dear to Lord Krishna, Lord Narayan. Lord Shiva said, I cannot. Unfortunately, it is the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Narayan. And you better go to Lord Brahma. Then Durvasa Rishi fled again to the abode of Lord Brahma. And there he fell at Lord Brahma's lotus feet. And Lord Brahma also told him, I cannot help you. You have to go to Lord Narayan. So then, finally, Durvasa Rishi, he fled all the way to the abode of Lord Narayan within the material world. This Vishnu form of the Lord within this world of Vaikuntha planet. So now, when he went to that place, he came and he fell at the feet of Lord Narayan directly, and with the Sudarshan Chakra chasing him. And when he came there, he begged Lord Narayan himself, Lord Vishnu, please, please save me. But what did Lord Vishnu say? He said, Aham Bhakta Paradino Yasvatantra Ivadvija Sadhubir Grasta Ridayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya. He said, Aham Bhakta Paradino, I am not independent of my Bhakta. I am completely dependent upon him. My Bhakta, he is in my heart, and I am in my Bhakta's heart. Even those who are the Bhaktas of my Bhakta, they are very dear to me. So, Sadhubir Hridaya Mahyam, Sadhunam Hridaya Tvaham. The Sadhu, he does not know anything but me. And I also don't know anything but the Sadhu. So therefore, you have offended my pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarish. There is only one way for you to be freed from this Sudarshan Chakra. I cannot independently call him off. You will have to go to my pure devotee and surrender at his lotus feet. So then immediately, Durvasa Rishi, he began racing as fast as he could. And finally he came back here to the earthly plane, and there was Maharaj Ambarish waiting with folded palms and praying. And why was he praying? He was praying that the Sudarshan Chakra would not finish Durvasa Rishi. And Durvasa Rishi came there, and he fell at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish, and Maharaj Ambarish immediately prayed to the Sudarshan Chakra. Please, he glorified the Sudarshan Chakra as the personal associate of Lord Vishnu. And then Sudarshan, he finally went away and disappeared. Now, Durvasa Rishi was there at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish, and he was very joyful and very astonished also. And he said, Today, Aho Ananta Dasa Nam, today I have seen the glories of the pure devotees of the Supreme Ananda, the Supreme Unlimited Lord. Those pure devotees, they do not care for themselves, but they are so compassionate to others that even a person like myself who tried to kill them, what was their attitude? They wanted only to benedict them. So Maharaj Amrish was my well-wisher. Oh, I'm glorifying you today, O Maharaj Amrish. And then Amrish, Maharaj, he was feeling very embarrassed because of pure devotee. He's very humble. And he said, oh great sage, Durvasa, you please, please, now you come. I have been waiting for one whole year that you will come and you will accept. And during that whole time that he was racing here and there, Maharaj Amrish did not eat anything. He was waiting for Durvasa Rishi to come. So now Durvasa Rishi was very happy, and Maharaj Amrish took prasad with Durvasa Muni. So Maharaj Amrish is in the category of Shuddha Bhakta. Although, as Gurudev told, he is not a Siddha yet. He is not perfected, he has not reached the perfectional stage. He is a sadhaka. He is a practitioner still, in the stage of practicing, but very high level, very high level. And why is he superior, in this sense, to Prahlad Maharaj? Because he was fully engaging himself, all of his senses, his mind and senses, everything, in the service, directly serving the Supreme Lord Krishna. And also, he was in a higher category, because his Vishnudev was not Lord Narayan, but Lord Krishna himself, Savaipana Krishna, the God of Vindayam. So in this way there is a gradation of devotees. All bhakti is not the same. And even amongst the bhaktas who are doing uttama bhakti, pure bhakti, there are so many different gradations. So we will hear Srila Gurudev describing these other gradations coming up higher and higher, and finally to the topmost level of the Braj bhakti. Braj devotees of Krishna, the eternal associates of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan.
Thank you. Today, we have received a very sad, sorrowful message that a devotee of disciple of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Puru Maharaj, from New York, he has left his body. He was pure bhakta, and he has served his Gurudev, and after his Gurudev, he is serving and helping in so many ways. We are indebted to him. He was bosom friend of mine, and we have lost today a pillar of bhakti, as he was. So I pray Krishna to be merciful, to sprinkle his mercy to him, that where he is, his soul is, he should be happy and peaceful, and he will increase his devotion in Krishna, and he should have Krishna prema. Only we can do. So today all we are lamenting for him and praying him that you should be merciful to, oh Puru Prabhu, you should be merciful to us that we can serve Gurudev like you. Then if Durvasa Rishi was running for 1 year, Sudarshan, at once in a second, he finished that demon.
Durvasa,
lady. But why not to Durvasa? He can burn and cut the head of Durvasa in a second, in a moment, at once. But because Ambarish Maharaj was praying, oh Sudarshan Chakra, don't give him any pay. That is why. Secondly, Durvasa ji has done this to show world how high is Ambarish Maharaj, even greater than Brahma Jnani. He was pure bhakta. So, thirdly, if he was 1 year, he took nothing until Rishi came and he gave him delicious fruit, prasadam. Then how he kept his ekadasi? How? In Dwadasi he used to do paran by only charanamrita. So his ekadasi, dwadasi and everything was okay. Now Ambarish Maharaj has served the deities only. He has gone to the places of Vrindavan everywhere. He has remembered the sweet pastimes of Krishna. He has heard always Krishna Katha. But one thing, by his body and senses, he had not served properly to Supreme Lord. Only he has remembered. But Premi Bhakta Hanuman, he has served Ram. He can message. His Ram can be tired. He may be hungry. So fruits from forest he used to collect and give them. When Sita Bai is stolen, he jumped the ocean and went there and he burnt whole Lanka in ashes. And then he told Sita, you should come on my back, I will take. Oh no, Ram should come here. I will not touch anyone without Ram. And then he took his finger, Chandrika, and told, give me something that I will show Ram that I have discovered, I have seen. Then Sita gave and he went, returned back. And then again he, you know that how the bridge was done. And after that he has saved Ram and Lakshman from Shakti sale and other things. Always serving, serving, serving. But one thing, he is serving only by Dasya Ras. His servant. He cannot embrace Ram. He cannot give his sweet remnants to Ram. He cannot sit on the same throne on Ram. He cannot go inside when Ram is with Sita. He cannot. So there is something less. So Pandavas are more superior. They are prempar bhakta. Why? Krishna became servant of Arjun. And Arjun told, take my chariot in the middle of the army. And he did like so. When his horses were tired, Krishna used to massage the legs of horses even. And he used to serve the horses for Arjun. Once Narad came to Shankarji, I want to see a very, very high class of devotee in this world. Oh, he told that you should go to Indraprastha. And there you should go to the palace of Arjun. He went there and he saw. What he saw? In a bed, same, palank. Krishna is sitting, Arjuna is sleeping together. But Arjuna's head was in the feet of Krishna, and Krishna's feet was on the head of both. Arjuna embracing his feet, Krishna embracing his Arjuna feet, and from the core of all core of Arjuna, oh Krishna, Krishna, Krishna was one. Seeing this, Narada Rishi was very happy and he began to sing the glories of Arjuna. So not even only that, Krishna has given his sister Subhadra and he has become Shala, brother-in-law of Arjuna. Not only that, he had taught Abhimanyu all astra and everything, and always serving Hanuman, serving to Ram, but Krishna serving to Arjun, Draupadi, Maharaj Yudhishthir and others, like brothers, like Sakha. In them, mostly to Draupadi, he used to tell Sakhi. But there is something, what Aishwarya moved always. In the battle of Mahabharata, Arjuna, Krishna showed him Vishwaroop.
Universal form.
And lakhs of mouths, very big. Fire coming everywhere. And all are within the teeth of Vishwaroop. All are dying. Krishna told that all are dead. You should nimitta matra bhava sabya sachi. Don't fear that I am killing. Oh, they are by their karma, they are all killed by me. Arjuna saw this and began to pray, Prabhu, I have done wrong, some offenses in a lotus feet. That I have told you, hey Sakha, hey Krishna, bring my chariot here and there, serve my horses. Oh, please excuse me. From now, I will not do like this. So, Arjuna Bhakti is like Aishwarya. More than this, Jadubansi, and among them, Uddhav is Prematur Bhakta. But you know, Krishna told him, I have told you, Krishna told that go to Vrindavan and pacify my father and mother. He sent Uddhav not to pacify, he knew without me, my going, they will not be satisfied. So he wanted that Uddhav should go and take training in the college of Prem, where principal is Radhika. Vishakha and Lalita are professor of the subjects. He should go and learn what is Prem, and then he should return back, and then I will talk with him and I will lessen my suffering, bitter separation for Radhika and all gopis, my father, mother and son. He went there, but he was not admitted in the because he was unfit. Gopis asked him some questions, but he could not reply. So he turned back, but he saw the glory of gopis, and then he began to tell, Asamaho charnarin yusamaham syam vindavane kimap gulmala taushadina. Oh, I want to be a dust so that I want to be trin gulma. crosses, blade of cross, on which gopi will keep their feet dust there, and my life will be successful. And then he told also, Javaisi Archit Ajadibhi Apta Kamai, Jogaisvarais Yogeshwarai Javaisyarchit Ajadibhi Apta Kamai Yogeshwarai Jadatma Nirasa Gostyam Krishnasya Tad Bhagavat Charanar Vindam Nastam Tanesh Vijau Parirat. Those Brahman, Shankar and others meditating the feet of Krishna, but that feet not coming in their meditation, and that by that feet gopis kept that four feet on their breast, and they took away this the calm prem of Krishna also satisfied. Not there. The tar which was in the heart of Krishna, oh, they removed it. Bande Nanda Braja Strinam Padreem Abhiknasa Jasanghari Kathodgit Punat Bhuvanatrayam. I am doing Vandana, I am doing Pranam to go to Gopi lotus feet. Only even one dust. The Harikatha told by all the gopis, especially in Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, it will purify whole world. And then Uddhav saw the glory of gopis and returned back to Krishna and told, you must go, otherwise gopis will die. I could not satisfy. There is so much things to say. Now I am stopping here. You should try to follow all the instructions. I wanted to tell the sweet pastimes of Krishna, but this time I could not tell. If I will come again, well, the sweet pastimes from boyhood to last Bhramar Gita I will take. Gaur Premanande. Eh? Oh, you can tell. Shamarani wants to give it. I give him one.
Also, the devotees who took initiation today and have done collection, Diksha, they should bring to Srila Gurudev.
Oh, they have given.
Anyone who has not given, they can personally bring to Srila Gurudev now and give to Om Gyanam Tinirandasya Gyanam Janasalakaya Chasya.